Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I know that Steve was kind of sharing that thing that I told Alexander. It wasn't, I would say, quite accurate, all the words, but that's exactly what happened that went down. But I do want to, it's an interesting thing, the point where it says, what is not of faith is sin. What is not of faith is sin. And I could see very easily, just, you know, just kind of going through earlier in my week and kind of going about and have after having 4 days off and going into work and seeing a mess. I mean, just really seeing a mess. And it was a mess that I do have to say that I was not happy about. I was quite livid. And it was just like a build up. It's like, okay, we can deal with that. Okay, we can deal with that. All right, we can deal with that. Oh, I'm starting to get mad. I am starting to get pissed now at this point. This can't be possible. This thing's got this screwed up this bad. But it was interesting in that, because in that time and in that situation was a very and a lot of the very overwhelming situations it was for me, and it seemed like I worked very diligently and hard to get some things in order that I thought would be in order, and when I come back and in my mind I see that it all was for nothing. I mean, that's how I was looking at it at that time. I mean, I looked at it and said, well, that was absolutely pointless. I mean, here we go. We work diligently communicating with the guys, talking with the guys of how we want this thing ran, how to keep this inventory straight, how to do all these things. And here it goes. Not a lick of it was done correctly. So I was quite frankly teed off. Now, I wasn't right in being teed off in that situation. That's not where I'm going at all. But I grew somewhat faint. I don't know if y'all have ever been there, where you're looking at a situation that you've been hitting and hitting and hitting. And you see, you think there's great progress going on. And you come and turn around and it seems like no progress has ever happened to him. It's like, oh, man. Oh. So I grew faint. And as I grew faint, the thing about it was, is just that point that was pointed out, is what is that Steve pointed out, what is not of faith is sin. Is that I could see very clearly that in that I was allowing something from the outside, what I was looking at with my carnal eyes, all those things, absolutely separate me from the Lord in a bit. Now the thing, as that was going on, see, there was no real incident that I did. It wasn't like I went off and went and smoked a few doobies and drank a ton of beer and all those things that were, it was the sign that was like, okay, I allowed, I separated from the Lord and that. No, it was just simply the unbelief that I had and how I was looking at that situation. But as I carried on and as I repented and as I was turning around, even though it was like moving a big ship from one direction all the way around to another direction, it took a while to do just that. I mean, it was fighting and fighting and fighting to actually cast down the unbelief. And the biggest thing that I had to fight against was not fight against the guys at work. Was not fight against the thing on the outside. That was not the thing that I really had to war against. No, what I really needed to war against and really come against and really cast off, what I really needed to do was cast off unbelief in mine own heart. See, it was then when I could go forward in Him. And it's simply by making that choice to believe Him that He's bigger than that. And it was neat because as we went forward, as we got things straightened out, the thing wasn't near as bad as I thought. And things got squared away. By the end of the week, as I was telling Steve that story about with Alexander, and then there was that happened. And it was a praise of the Lord. And of course, I didn't see it in the depth that Steve saw it in by any means. It was just by talking to him this morning that he kind of opened these things up to me when I shared them that story. But there was a few other things that went down that was really awesome in that. But one of the things is I want to go to Hebrews 12. And I'll start at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That cloud of witnesses is all, if you read chapter 11, it shows the men of faith and women of faith that chose to believe God in the midst of situations that were just impossible in the natural. Absolutely impossible in the natural, where they chose to believe God no matter how it looked in front of them. They chose to believe God. And you could see the Lord honoring that trust and faith that they had in Him. Now, the next part in this where it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. I tell you, that example, when I was at work, that was an example of the weight and the sin that so what? Easily besets us. I mean, it's like in the moment of time. I mean, you could be like, all right, you know, praise God, this is awesome. Just, you know, I had a great time with Steve these past 4 days, and I'm going to work and all these things, and then boom, 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 boom. Next thing I know, I'm like, all right, where was I at 20 minutes ago? Because now I'm like turned around backwards and pissed off, man. Because you could just let, it's so easy to look at that situation. It's so easy to look at these things and let unbelief just come in and just destroy. But it doesn't mean if you've fallen into that, that you can't turn around and put your eyes back on Him and repent. It doesn't mean that it's over with for the day. It doesn't mean that you cannot stop right there and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for looking at all these things and buying into the unbelief and into my carnal mind. Because the thing that set me off track was not anything somebody else did. No, it was me believing the lie that was before me. Because the Lord's bigger than all that. And even if it was a messed up situation, the situation was turned upside down, if we can just put our eyes on the Lord is bigger than all that. And He can use that, whatever the case is, to minister unto you and to minister unto others, because He is awesome. And that's what He does. And He's done it time and time and time again. I don't know of any of us that went to the Lord on a great day and said, you know, man, I am just doing so freaking awesome right now that I think I'm going to go reach out to Lord Jesus Christ and grab salvation now. Because my life, I just got squared away perfectly, and I'm just now, last thing I need to do is find Jesus. No, it's usually because we're in a messed up situation and it's turned upside down. And there's no way for us to turn except to Him. And it's when we turn to Him, what we find is that He turns that upside situation, turns that upside down situation and turns it right side up. And He, who gets the glory? He does. Who gets magnified? He does. The love of Christ is what? Shown abroad and the gospel magnified. It's an awesome thing. So when I look at that where it says the just shall live by faith, I say, forgive me, Lord, for buying into that garbage where I'm overwhelmed, all is lost, and it looks absolutely hopeless. Because that's not true. Because you're bigger than all that. Amen. You're bigger than all that. Got to open that back up. So this sin, which does so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And that's one of the points I wanted to get to. Lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Well, one more point. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. I mean, when it comes to Jesus striving against sin right there on that... I mean, it is pathetic. I mean, when I look at myself and compare myself to Jesus and Him striving against unbelief, and I look at me striving against unbelief, it's absolutely just pathetic. I mean, Jesus went to the point of sweating blood, striving against sin. Not my will be done, Father's, but Yours. Please let this cup pass from me, but not my will be done, but Yours. And that battle to make that choice to go forward for what the joy that was set before Him, He endured that cross and He strived against it to the sweating of blood. And God the Father saw them all through, and He took the sin of the past, present, and future for us right there on that cross. He finished the work. He finished the work. He completed it. He says, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See, He's won the victory. So the beautiful thing in that is that if He's won the victory and He's done the work and finished it. See, that doesn't rely on me in the sense of it doesn't rely on me to walk out all that perfectly or on none of those things. No, all I have to do is choose to believe Him and what He has done and what He has completed. But see, in that situation I was talking about where I was growing faint. I was growing weary in my mind in the midst of all those things. If I would just set my eyes, which I did eventually, praise God, set my eyes on Him in the midst of that. See, He is the one that's able. It's not me. It hasn't been by my strength that I've been there at Gerald's. It hasn't been by my spirit that I ministered unto other folks. And it hasn't been by, I would say, my doing of any sort. No, it's been absolutely the grace of God that has done a marvelous there, right there in my workplace, time and time and time again. How could I not just choose to just put that all off? That unbelief and all those things off and choose to believe Him once again. And it, see, it's that's the choice that we have. That's the choice that I have. See, I can choose to believe what's in front of me. I can choose to believe that overwhelming situation. I can choose to believe all of those things. That's not going to get me anywhere. That's not going to get me anywhere. In fact, if I choose to believe that, this is going to drive me down in a deep, dark hole. Deep, dark hole. But if I choose just to set my eyes on Jesus and what He's fulfilled, what He's accomplished, what He's able to do, then I can step out in faith in that same victory that He has already won for me. And see, that's an opportunity for all of us to be able to do. As a what? Ambassador for Him. Taking hold of that victory. You know, it's interesting as I see, you look at Paul and Silas. I think it was Paul and Silas or Barnabas. No, I think it was Silas. They go to the prison. Here's Paul gets a vision to go to a certain place. They get beat, whipped, thrown in the uttermost part of the prison. They're down there singing and praising the Lord. What happens is the power of the Lord opens up and they minister unto the man that Paul was sent there to minister unto. So if we can just be that good soldier as Timothy tells us to be and not get entangled in the affairs of this life. See, that's where we can go out and be that ambassador that Steve was talking about. And it's simply by choosing and believing Him. I mean, when I went to the Lord, when I was talking about that, I didn't know what to do. In fact, I was looking at this going, oh crap, man. I don't know what to do. Alexander, what's wrong? Things are going at home, man, but I'm working. I was, all right. Lord, help me, Lord. I really don't know how I can minister unto Alexander, Lord, to get these things so he can get shed of the garbage that's weighing him down. I really don't know what to do, Lord. A few minutes ago, he walked up with the hot dogs. He was going to try to eat on the fly, and I told him, I said, go in the break room and go ahead and go eat. No, Philip, I don't need to, man. I'm going to eat. Go in that break room and sit down and eat. No, Philip, I don't need it. I will take this clipboard and spank your tail like my child if you don't go in there and go and eat. Because we're going to have a good day today. You're going to have a good day today. And I smiled, and he smiled and said, all right. And he went there, ate. He came back out there bringing that energy that he always brings, or most of the time brings. And all I could say was, praise God. See, if we can just approach every situation. Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. Lord, this situation is too big for me. So Lord, just give me what you need me to do and I will go and do it. See, that's making Him Lord. That's believing Him. That's trusting Him. And you go forward and you don't worry about it. Trust that that prayer is going to be answered and you'll get one. And the Lord's so faithful in the time and I was struggling in the beginning of this week and all those things was, is that not that I've been fighting against that unbelief? Man, I was having a rough time. But what He simply showed out before me for my sake and because He loves me and He's a loving Father, what He showed me in the midst of that whole thing is what He showed me was that it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Here. Look. And I went and was able to clean things up. We get squared away. And it was an awesome time. Me and Alexander there at 8 o'clock at night at Gerald's Tires and Brakes. Cutting up, dancing to his music that he has going on. And we were doing inventory and getting these things straight. And we were excited because we got this thing that was got really screwed up, straightened out. And we had a great time. So, I mean, so the Lord is awesome. And we can trust him. And we don't have to listen to that unbelief. That's the number one problem. Is that I know I could confess that take too much heed to that unbelief and that old carnal man that the Lord has freed us from. All right, with that, I'm done.